Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Q Alexander back with a new episode of Real Talk with Q Alexander. So, story time. I wanted to share something with you all. If you listen to me, remember a while back I did an episode about business and I talked about how when you have a business or you provide a service that you need to make sure that if you don't provide the service that you advise someone that you can provide. If you know that you did not do a good job, you should not take a person's money. You should offer something, whether it's a discount or, some type of incentive, something for free for inconveniencing the customer. So I had a recent experience, and I'm not going to name, the place, but I paid for a service, and I don't know if the person was new. It seemed like maybe she was new. She didn't really know what she was doing. It was taking her a while just to process the payment. And apparently, she did something incorrectly. She did something in the wrong part of the system or something. So when she did it, she did a refund. And because she did the refund, obviously, even though I didn't get the money right away, that's going to take a few days. It still reflects that there was no payment made, although they took the payment. It was just in a pending status. So she told me this afterwards. And so then she asked for my card again. And I'm seeing her trying to put it through. And I'm like, okay, what is going on now? Like, explain it to me. Because she really wasn't communicating. She was just kind of fumbling and looking confused. And she said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I processed the payment, but it was, done in a different way or a different system, and I didn't realize it. So I did the refund, and it's gonna take a little while. But so then now I have to do another payment." And I'm like, wait, what? So I'm just obviously I'm taken aback, like, do you think that that is acceptable? If you did something like that, it should be you offering something, some type of discount, something, but not trying to charge me the full amount again, knowing that even though you refunded it, it still hasn't gone back to me yet. So I'm paying double. And she's like, "Oh, I don't know. I'm so sorry." And she just was so she didn't know what to say. So another lady came out and she's explaining to her what happened. And then of course I start explaining to her and she's asked her, "Well, why did you refund it?" And she really didn't have a clear answer. And the lady who I later found out was the assistant manager. She stated, "Oh, well, yeah, I mean, she refunded it. So now it's like, yeah, we just have to take another payment because, I'm sorry, but there's nothing that I could do." It was just this nonchalant attitude that pissed me off. The response should not be, "Well, she refunded it, and I'm sorry. There's nothing I could do," especially in that tone. It should be, "Okay, I see that she refunded it, and I apologize. Let me see what I can do for you. Let me try to offer you something. Even if it's a discount or something. Let me do something for you." That's the way that you respond, especially when you know that it falls back on the company that was 100% at fault. And there was another lady behind the counter. She's watching, what's going on, and I could see on her face that she was bothered by it. She was on my side. And she stated, "Well, why did you do that? Why did you refund it? Why would you do that?" And she's like, "No, that's an inconvenience to her." And I'm just, stand there for a moment because I don't like to embarrass people. I don't like to hurt people's feelings, but I also have to be upfront and hold people accountable and let you know when certain things are not okay. And if she's new or she didn't know how the process worked or something, you know, again, something new to her, she should have asked someone and said, hey, I'm not sure if this is the right system, or whatever her concerns were, she should have asked somebody first. That is how you learn. That is how you grow. We have all been there where something is new to us and we're still learning. And the best thing to do if you don't know is to ask, to avoid making those kinds of mistakes. So, you know, I said that as a company, there should be a policy in place when things like that go wrong, and all employees need to know what the policies are. Everyone should be trained, and it should be okay. Well, if this happens, you know, have a list, have a checklist. If this happens, this is what we do for the customer. This is how we handle it. But telling someone, oh, I'm sorry, well, there's nothing that I could do, that is unacceptable. So I spoke my mind, let her know how I felt. You could see on her face, this is the assistant manager, that she really did not know what else to say. You know, she was kind of standing there as I, you know, just continued to speak how I felt and letting her know that it was not okay. So I left for a while before I decided to allow another payment to be processed. I stepped out for a bit and then I came back, and I did not want to deal with the initial person who messed things up. So I dealt with the assistant manager, and her demeanor was completely different when I came back. And also, I meant to mention that before I left, I did ask her, you know, who is the manager, who is above her? Because she knew that I was serious. I was probably a person that was going to go above her and make sure that it was known what had taken place. So when I returned, it could have been a combination of things that changed her demeanor. It could have been her, again, seeing how serious I was and how I spoke up about how I did not like how things were handled. It could have been also been the other lady behind the counter who said, you know, that was an inconvenience for me. It could have been, again, her thinking that I'm going to go to the person above her. And it also could have been her thinking to herself, you know, I didn't handle that properly. So I appreciated the fact that, you know, her tone changed, and, you know, she's apologized again. But again, it wasn't done this time in a nonchalant manner. It seemed more sincere. And, you know, I am really sorry about, you know, what happened. I really apologize for the inconvenience. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a discount. And again, I'm so sorry that that happened. And then the initial person who messed up, she was, you know, apologetic as well. And just saying, I'm so, so sorry. I'm so sorry that that happened. And so that I can't appreciate. You know, people make mistakes. Sometimes it's not handled the way it should be handled the first time. But when it's recognized, whether you recognize it or it's brought to your attention and you are mature enough to try to fix it and do better, I can respect that. And that was much appreciated. So again, for any business or service, when you know that you did not do what you were supposed to do, you inconvenienced the customer in any way, that is how you are supposed to handle it. You don't put the blame on the customer. You don't say, oh, I'm sorry, there's nothing I could do. Your response should be, I apologize that this happened. Let me see what I can do. And I'm going to try to do the best that I can do to accommodate you and let people know that you do appreciate their business, because that helps as well. It's not all about just taking people's money. That's why they have Google reviews. They have companies that can file complaints against your company, and you don't want people to go that route. So make sure that you are doing the right thing as a business. So thank you so much for listening. I hope that this has helped anyone out there who may provide any type of business or service. Just make sure that you are conducting yourself the right way if you want to keep your customers happy, because word of mouth is a big thing as well. If people are happy and they come to you and you treat them well, they will tell other people who will tell other people, and that will bring you more business. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I am wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.